The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass. In today's readings for the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time, year C, from 1 Samuel chapter 26, verses 2 and 7 through 9, 12 through 13, and 22 to 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 45 through 49, and Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38, we encounter two types of people: the natural man and the supernatural man. In his letter to the church in Corinth, the apostle writes, "The first man, Adam, became a living being." And to underscore or encapsulate the mundane existence of the natural man due to his earthly nature, Paul uses the Greek term hokois, meaning soil-like or dusty. He uses this term not as a pretext for them to think of themselves as being worthless, but rather to help them understand that their inherited value is not found in how they were born, but in whom they were reborn, raised out of death, and into the resurrected body of Christ Jesus. Paul's era mirrors the condition of our contemporary world, where the lure of vanity convinces the natural man to find value in his material accumulations, wealth, position, power, influence, titles, and the perception of his image. In this pursuit, secular charity often emerges as a mere parody of the cross. Giving worldly possessions, though seemingly benevolent, falls short of offering the transformative gift of Christ. It is crucial to recognize that providing something less than Christ, even with the best intentions, is still something less than Christ. Inadequate. In today's society, the same vanity that misled the natural man in Paul's time continues to ensnare individuals. Material success and social accolades are often mistaken for true worth. However, Paul's teaching reminds us that our intrinsic value is rooted in the resurrection of Christ and a divine calling to transcend earthly preoccupations. Jesus' teaching in today's gospel reading challenged the natural man, urging him to move beyond his earthly instincts and embrace a higher calling. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. These teachings could seem unrealistic to the natural man, yet they embody the ethos of divine love and mercy. Today's first reading further exemplifies Jesus' teachings through the actions of the young David. Despite being pursued by Saul, consumed by jealousy and bent on taking his life, David chooses mercy over vengeance when he has a perfect opportunity to kill Saul. Recognizing Saul as the Lord's anointed, just as he was anointed by the prophet Samuel, David refrains, declaring, "Do not harm him, for who can lay hands on the Lord's anointed and remain unpunished?" This act of sparing Saul despite personal risk illuminates the power of love, forgiveness, and unwavering commitment to divine justice over personal retribution. David's heart, transformed by God, reflects our true capacity to love and forgive in adversity, serving as a powerful reminder of the strength found in compassion and reverence for God's will. His actions, guided by a desire to be treated as he would treat others, stands as a testament to living out the calling of God's liturgical people, surpassing the limitations of the natural man. In doing so, David reflects well on the higher calling. Holy love that transcends the natural and touches the divine. The call to rise above the base inclinations of the natural man reverberates throughout salvation history. From the wisdom of Sirach 28:2, forgive your neighbor the wrong done to you. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. To the sacred words of the Paternoster, where Jesus taught his disciples to pray, forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This call resounds throughout the ages. It is also echoed in the liturgy of the Catholic Mass, which shapes us into the image of him who was crucified because of those same base inclinations of vengeance, anger, hatred, and unforgiveness of the natural man. Therefore, the hope is not that we will walk away from our cross to escape our old inclinations, but rather to remember them, so that we might glorify God by demonstrating that we are no longer enslaved by them. This change of substance in our body, being reborn into the one bread and one body of Christ, is the sanctifying movement into a life of higher being and sanctity, striking the harmonies of forgiveness, love, and compassion into the very song of our existence. It is a clarion call to live this pilgrimage as a liturgical people who transcend the depression of sin, the mundane pursuits of agencies of death, and touch the divine while drinking the drops of blood from the sacred heart of Christ Jesus, so that our hearts will overflow with all that is good. This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy, and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the scriptures.